Morgan 4 Monitor with a tall story about success. Mr. Leland Deck, the personnel director of Pittsburgh University, has just finished a nationwide study which indicates that men over 6 feet tall earn an average salary 25% higher than men under 6 feet. Is that so, Mr. Deck? Is that before or during the basketball season? Monitor Music, A Heart Without Love, Peter Nero. Now, Dreams of an Everyday Housewife, Glenn Campbell.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Such a dream of the everyday housewife. Everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. The photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the best one he gave her now with her today. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Everyday housewife, you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Ah, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife, you see everywhere, any time of the day. Everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife.
Newman looks ahead to what China may be trying to do in the year 2001. And Dr. Joyce Brothers looks around at what we're all trying to do today. I'm Henry Morgan. I'm just looking and listening to the Sunshine Company and Monitor Music on a beautiful day.
Beautiful day, walking together, falling in love. The grateful weather, the sky is blue. For just us two, see how I love you. It's a beautiful day.
Vacation tip. Do you know what state to head for if you want to visit Daniel Boone's birthplace? No, it's not Kentucky. No, it's not North Carolina. Pennsylvania. And the original log cabin can now be visited along with the two-story colonial house into which the family moved and the blacksmith shop of his father's and a museum filled with items of Boone's early years. It's located near Boundstown, Pennsylvania, and guides are on hand to explain the style of life led by the Boones and other families in those days. Now, here's another interesting idea.
Gee, Mr. Candidate, it's an honor that your 40-car motorcade has stopped to fill up at my little gas station.
In this great country of ours, son, it's part of my platform to point with pride at the spirit of thrift, to deplore waste on all sides, and to encourage economy in the private sector.
Now I see why you stopped at my gas station. You want the S&H green stamp.
You bet your bird, kid. 40 cars worth. Just lay them on me, boy.
In this election year, you encourage thrift and economy. Fill up where you get S&H green stamps.
Dr. Suyin Han is known to most of us as the author of Love is a Many Splendid Thing. These days, she's working on another book, Her View of China Today, and what it'll be like in the year 2001. Doesn't have a title for it yet, but judging from the political statements she's been making lately, it might be called Red China's a Many Splendid Thing. In other words, the lady likes it there. NBC newsman Edwin Newman had some sharp questions for her.
Dr. Han, we hear a great deal about the great proletarian cultural revolution in China, and the very words tend to sound derisive, I think, when we use them. What is the great proletarian cultural revolution?
Well, I think it'd take an awful long time to explain,
yes.
But I'll do my best. I'll try my best. There was a revolution which culminated after 50 years. It took 50 years to make that revolution in China, which culminated in 1949 in the military victory of the Chinese Communist Party. Since then, a whole new generation of people have come up. There have been an enormous amount of changes. One of them, the most striking perhaps, is psychologically that instead of having only 5% literates and 95% illiterates, 5% ruling class and 95% of people who couldn't read or write and therefore had to bow down and obey implicitly everything, we've now got in China nobody under 40 who cannot read or write. Now, that represents in itself a tremendous force. And that means that there has been a great demand for participation in government and for reforms in education because, in spite of the communist military victory, a lot of the old feudal attitudes and ways have not only remained, but they have permeated the very Communist Party itself. And this everybody recognizes. So that the great cultural revolution is actually a tremendous phenomenon in which you have the head of a Communist Party leading the revolt against his own party. It would be just as if President Johnson led the March on Washington or took over the Civil Rights March.
How could it be that feudalism would permeate large parts of the Chinese Communist Party and so affect the trusted colleagues of Mao Zedong? That is one
of the things
that's
Why so not? Puzzling. It isn't puzzling at all. You'd be surprised how very much all of us, and I think psychoanalysts will agree with this, how very much we are colored and made and molded by our past. I mean, I've known communists, Yugoslav communists, go down on their knees and pray at Christmas because the Catholic upbringing they'd had in their youth was strong in them. And in China, too, many members of the Communist Party have been reared in the good old ways. Secondly, the young people today do demand something else, but there was the mold of the past on them. There was still the demand for implicit obedience. And all this Mao decided was not going to make for a good thing, but a tyranny, and when he would be gone, there would be revolts like happens today in Eastern Europe. And so he decided that he still had time enough to build up an opposition party within the Communist Party, and this is what the proletarian cultural revolution means.
Thank you very much, Dr. Han. This is Edwin Newman, NBC News.
So, the lady's writing a book about the year 2001. All we need now is a book on how to get there in one piece.
Changing, changing, things are changing. Changing, changing, things are changing.
It used to be that smoking a reduced tar cigarette made you feel alone in the world. Not today. Things are changing. Today, there's truth. You're not alone anymore. You're not alone because today, smokers everywhere are changing to True Filter cigarettes. 12.8 milligrams tar, 0.7 milligrams nicotine, and it tastes like a cigarette. With or without menthol, shouldn't your brand be True?
Here's something else that's true. At 16 minutes before the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
Your Ford dealer's summer savings sale is on. What's in it for you? Money. Money is what you save. Style and dependability are what you get when you buy a brand new 68 at your Ford dealer's summer savings sale. Every 1968 Ford in stock is now specially priced to move and move fast. Save on Torino, Fairlane, Mustang, and LTD by Ford. All the most popular cars in their class. Here's your chance to put a bestseller in your garage and keep some money in your pocket. Come in and save the loot at your Ford dealer's summer savings sale. It happens only once a year, and now's the time. See your Ford dealer while his summer savings sale is in full swing and see why the switch is on to Ford.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. This is You Know What, and I'm You Know Who. And here's Shirley Horn with a new one for Monitor Music, For the Love of Ivy.
Ivy's got what Ivy needs. What Ivy needs is love, sweet love, and Ivy clings. She's clinging to somebody.
The gong. It's time for a Monitor physical fitness tip. If your sunburn begins to blister, you're suffering from second-degree burns and should receive medical treatment as soon as possible. Place burned areas under cold running water for 15 minutes. Apply a clean, sterile gauze dressing. Drink large quantities of liquid. Leave the blisters alone and get to your doctor for further treatment. Now, hear this. You know, exercise is good for you. But what kinds and how much? A new book, Aerobics, by Dr. Kenneth Cooper, goes into these vital questions. Aerobics is headed for the bestseller lists at $4.95 in the publisher's edition. Because Fleischmann's Margarine believes the right exercises and foods go together, they're offering it in a special edition for just $1. Well, what is aerobics? Dr. Cooper describes it as a simple scientific plan directed at overall fitness and health. Aerobics tells you how everyday activities could stimulate oxygen distribution to help strengthen your body, and how you can work out your own measured fitness program. Aerobics, in the 253-page Fleischmann's edition, has every word of the $4.95 edition. Yet you can get a copy by just sending $1 and the end flap from any Fleischmann's Margarine package, stick, soft, or unsalted, to Aerobics, Post Office Box 9246, St. Paul, Minnesota. Aerobics, Post Office Box 9246, St. Paul, Minnesota. If you're betwixt, bothered, or bewildered, it's time for Dr. Joyce Brothers, who has an answer for one of the greatest fears of our time.
Do you hate to be alone? Well, if it will make you feel less lonely, you have lots of company. Even people who claim they love to be alone are sometimes subconsciously afraid of loneliness. This fear harks back to infancy, when we felt utterly dependent on our parents and terrified that they had abandoned us each time they were out of sight. We can still get this abandoned feeling when solitude has been forced on us. We can usually stand being alone much better if it's of our own choosing. Then most people can enjoy the experience. They use the time to do the things they can't do in company or prefer to do by themselves. This may be anything from washing hair to listening to records to working on a stamp collection. Creative artists usually need solitude to do their best work. And almost everybody has certain creative hobbies saved for that lonely rainy afternoon. Then the rainy day arrives, and the inspirations vanish. The man who would create a poem sits and stares out of the window, feeling worse by the minute. The woman who had intended to knit a sweater lets the needles lie idle in her lap as depression sets in. At last, each admits, "I'm bored." Translated, this means, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, and that time is now." If the bored don't do something about their boredom, their depression will deepen rather than disappear. Psychologists have simulated boredom in laboratories, letting people sit motionless in blank, silent rooms with nothing to do or see or hear. Few subjects can stand it for long. Old anxieties rush out of the past to torment them, and eventually they get hallucinations. At this point, you can say, if you're Jean-Paul Sartre, "I'm bored, therefore I exist." Long before this point, most people have said, "I can't exist in utter boredom," and have rushed out to do something, if only to walk in the rain. This is Dr. Joris Brothers for Monitor.
You're never alone on Monitor. In fact, I think I hear someone coming now.
When your name is J.P. Stevens, you don't rush into things. Not when your company's reputation's built on brands like Stevens Gulistan Carpets and Stevens Utica Sheets and Towels. So when something new called outdoor-indoor carpet came along, we took our own sweet time. While others were selling, we were testing, examining, and making very sure. Well, now we're sure. Our new outdoor-indoor carpet is called Merriweather, and it's made with Vectra olefin fiber. Merriweather will go anywhere you want it to without complaining. Outside, on the patio, porch, breezeway. Inside, too, in the kitchen, bathroom, family room. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather stain-resistant and fade-resistant. It can't rot, and it isn't affected by mildew. What a way to build a carpet. See it at your carpet dealer in 12 glorious colors. Now that the rest have had their say about outdoor-indoor carpet, J.P. Stevens has the last word, and the last word is Merriweather.
Ed Ames, who never seems to get the girl on the NBC TV Daniel Boone show, finds his own romance, All My Love's Laughter.
All my love's laughter and all my love's faces, she comes like the morning. Satan's proud lady who stands the eyes are so shady. She's winning, and you never will.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
No.
Feet? Did you say something?
Don't lock us up in your shoes again without getting us men in Quinsana spray powder.
Why do a pair of nice feet like you insist on Quinsana spray powder? Because it's the newest thing?
Nice feet? By the end of the day, we're sore, hot, and squishy. And frankly, well, Quinsana spray powder could stop all that.
Okay, I'll pick up some powder.
Not some powder. New Quinsana spray powder. That's the one that smells fresh and healthy, the way we'd like to. And it cools, comforts, and cushions.
What's so hot about Quinsana spray powder?
Yet not hot. Cool. Its Cool Blast is a real waker-upper for hot, tired feet.
Remind me in the store, huh?
Keep on forgetting and you'll be in trouble.
Okay, feet. I'll get you some new Quinsana spray powder. Now what?
Now I'll step into your shoes. Men in Quinsana. A step ahead in foot care.
Would you believe there's an outfit called the Sounds of Samaru? Sounds like this. Today is the 100th anniversary of the 14th Amendment. And if you just happen to have forgotten how it goes, here's part of it. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person the equal protection of the laws. NBC News on the Hour next. My name is Morgan for Monitor.
Oh, we must take the station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind.